WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Proposals on food and housing in the first 100 days in office. We expect to hear that from Kamala Harris today when she unveils her economic plan for the future if she is elected. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
Harris is expected to propose the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries, the first ever tax incentive for building starter homes for home builders to sell to first-time home buyers. Also an expansion of the existing tax incentive for businesses that build affordable rental housing.
Hurricane Ernesto is charging toward Bermuda, where they're opening shelters ahead of the storm's expected arrival. It's now a Category 2 storm, but could grow into a Category 3 hurricane before it makes landfall. Ernesto is expected to bring high winds, strong surf, and riptides to the East Coast this weekend. A convicted killer who escaped from police custody in North Carolina was recaptured in that state overnight. He was found at a hotel near Charlotte with a female companion who was arrested alongside him. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two men were arrested last week after the driver of a sports car fled from police at speeds in excess of 120 miles per hour. A sheriff's deputy was patrolling in the town of Caledonia when he attempted a traffic stop. The BMW fled off at a high rate of speed. The deputy pursued the vehicle on Highway 33 into Sauk County, but due to the high speeds and dangerous driving, he terminated the pursuit before entering the city of Baraboo. As the vehicle headed toward Portage, a Portage police officer deployed a tire deflation device on Highway 33 between Interstates 39 and 90. The driver attempted to flee the vehicle on foot, but the sheriff's office canine subdued him and was taken into custody. The passenger was compliant. The driver, a 50-year-old Mauston man, was taken to a hospital for medical clearance and then to the Columbia County Jail. The Baraboo Common Council will vote next week on placing a $2 million yearly operating referendum on the November 5th election ballot, which will also have an $85.7 million capital referendum question to address elementary school needs in the Baraboo School District. The council decided to hold a special meeting at 7 p.m. August 22nd to vote on putting the measure on the ballot. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 80, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm, 78. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Happy Friday. Don't feel like we can say that enough because we are more than ready for another weekend. And luckily, the weather not going to be too bad. I mean, you just heard Sean. We have our chances of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperature's not going to be bad, though, so, you know, we shouldn't let it interfere with anything. Let's get out there and do a whole lot of good stuff, all right? Here's Madonna, Material Girl, now on 99.7 Max FM.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Don't you forget about me. There is Simple Minds, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Suddenly, Finn, I have the urge to watch The Breakfast Club this morning, yeah. Which, let's be honest, on a Friday, you know, it's not the worst thing that you could find to do. Let's just be honest. Yeah. How is it going today?
It's going great. Friday, wow, we made it somehow.
I don't know
how we pulled this one off. It kind of seemed like the week was, well, at least midway point. point. It seemed like the week was kind of going kind of slow.
Yes.
And then it kind of picked up after that.
Sure, but, we'll go with that.
Sure, why not?
We made it to Friday, and that's really all that matters. Whether the week went slow, whether it went fast for you, we made it to Friday.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we need to know today. Now, how is things in Bachelorhood? Because you're on your own with the dogs. Uh-huh. Chris and Phoenix are on their big excursion. Did you get to binge watch anything else yesterday, or did you do anything fun?
That was my fun. I said it yesterday. All this rest and relaxation, it really takes a lot out of you. I mean, it's draining. And now heading into the weekend,
yes,
now I have to rest and relax even more,
right?
Because it's the weekend. I mean, obviously I could go outside today and maybe do
sure.
a little yard work.
It's going to be a little muggy and
might
humid.
Be, right?
Yeah,
but,
I would postpone that.
Yeah, why would I want to do that? I mean,
right? Now, here's the thing, though. No, I totally get what you're saying, though, because on the weekends, you know, when Corey has had a really long week and he really just wants to come home and relax and not really do anything on the weekends, by Sunday night, I'm exhausted. I'm absolutely exhausted from just sitting around and doing absolutely nothing all weekend. So I know what you're saying. It's better on the weekends when we have, you know, and I'm not saying so busy that your schedule is jam-packed, but when you have a couple of places that you want to go here, a couple places there, or to even break it up when you want to maybe grab something to eat somewhere. I don't know. There's something about that that just breaks up this like time suck that you get into when you're just binging and just sitting there, right? Because it's fun, but then at the same time, you're like, boy, I didn't do anything, so why do I feel so tired kind of thing? So I know exactly what you're talking about.
You just get, I think your body just gets settled into that lower key mode. And then it just makes you.
It's hard to pop back out of that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the thing is, for me, so she works throughout the week. And so her excuse is, well, I'm tied to my computer all week. So then when the weekend rolls around, that's all she wants to do is just go and do stuff. You know, go here, go there, go do, you know. And, me, not so much.
See, my whole thing is when he comes home after a really long week, I'm always ready to go do something because I've been at home. I've been the one in the trenches with Dexter all week, running from this activity to that activity, doing things that are really mundane and, you know, just kind of keeping life together. And then I'm like, can we go do something? And he just wants to sit in the chair and he wants to binge watch. And I'm like, okay.
No, I get it.
It gets complicated. We get complicated as we get to be adults, that's for sure.
I'm totally a homebody, though. I mean, that's the way
I am too,
like to be at home.
But I still like to go do things that are fun. I don't need any big excursions. I don't need all these like big nights out. But let's just go do some. Even if we just take a drive, right? And go see something we haven't really seen before. And maybe stop for like some ice cream somewhere because I still need a treat. Like I'm 4 years old to get in the car. So, you know, those types of things. Like, let's just go out and do something that isn't the four walls of this house that I continue to look at.
No, I totally understand. And I think I'm more that way when the fall rolls around.
Sure.
When, you know, you can
when
go
it's
out.
It's hot, though. Who wants to do anything, right?
Yeah.
And it is going to be really muggy this weekend, or at least for a good portion of the weekend. Now, I will say, Dexter and I were on our own officially for the first day yesterday. And it was just a boring kind of day. We had some errands to run, and he ended up coming with me to run a couple of those errands, and that was pretty much the gist of our day. Kind of scoped out what we want to do the rest of the week and how we want things to lay out until Corey comes home next Friday. So I think because he's very excited to go thrifting, I kind of wanted to push it off till next week, but he decided he wants to go thrifting tomorrow. And then there's this restaurant in Madison that Corey and I eat at every now and then that's absolutely amazing. And we know Dexter would love it, but we usually go while he's in Taekwondo. Now, we're not horrible, evil parents, let me tell you. We're not out enjoying the high life while he's sweating and kicking his behind off.
Well, sometimes date night, you got to squeeze it in whenever you can.
Right? I mean, if we have a half hour, we're making this happen.
Uh-huh.
So we'll always bring him food, but it turns out that every time we've went to this particular restaurant, he has never wanted us to bring anything. anything home because he's had a large lunch. And Dexter doesn't eat a whole lot. He's one of those people who can basically survive on one large meal a day. So the timing has just never worked out. But it is so amazing. We're like, dude, you have to go. Plus, there's some spice. It's got some curry. It's got like noodles and all of that kind of stuff. So this is totally his jam, right? So I said, let's go do that and we'll thrift. And then next week, I think we're going to hit a Deadpool and a Wolverine movie. And I've got closets to clean out. I mean, there's big happenings out here on Goose Poop Pond for the next few days while Corey's in Chicago. But that was pretty much the gist. Today, we're going to stay home. We're going to watch the dog limp around and not potty outside again. And we're going to give her a bath for her owies with all the medicated shampoos. And we're going to hang out with her today, make her food and her puppy balls, all that good stuff.
Is she keeping up the performance? I mean, is the dramatic over the top?
She has just gotten irate about the whole thing. Now, let me tell you, Aspen being part terrier, when she is done with something, she's just done with it. It's just kind of how it is, right? And she will let you know. She never bites people, but she'll snip at me. And she will let that low kind of rumble, like, okay, enough, back
a little bit
up,
of guff.
Mom. Yes. And so she gets a little sassy with me every now and then. She is usually great with everybody else, but because I'm mom, she knows I think she can get by with it and still get kisses on the nose and be cool. So she will bap at me with her nose, and she will snip at me when she's had enough. But she's had enough. She's tired of this. The problem is, I'm kind of tired of it too, but she won't leave her owies alone. She still is licking at them like there's no tomorrow. And now they're scabbing over, so they're itchy. So now she's itching them constantly with her back foot. So we're still not done with this by a long way. She is still definitely healing, and there's still definitely some progress that needs to be made. We've come a long way in a week, but we're both kind of over the nursemaid.
Just over
act.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just over the nursemaid thing. And I know she would be so much happier if we could just let her be free. And in fact, she's gotten to the point that when we take the t-shirts off, those were her favorite things there for a while. And now she is a favorite of the cone. The cone is a favorite now because I think her whole body is loose and she can run a little bit and all of that kind of stuff. Not that she couldn't in her t-shirt. She has just made up her mind that when one of those goes on, she has to be still all the time. I'm not sure why she's come up with that rule for herself, because they're roomy. She can move. She's got plenty of room in there to do whatever she wants to do. But when she gets the cone on, then she'll do some zoomies and all of that kind of stuff. Like, her legs are free and it feels amazing. And I'm sure it probably does to get a little air to those owies as well. So we're both kind of over it though at this point. Like, I said to her last night, now let me tell you, last night she just decided, between the wet grass and the fact that she was grumbly with me when she had to get up to even go out and go potty, she just wasn't going to do it. She'd gone 7 hours without pottying. This was like our third attempt, and she had gone 7 hours, and she needed to go before bed, and she just decided she wasn't going to. An hour and a half later, walking through the neighborhood.
Wow.
An hour and a half. It was a battle of wills out there last night, let me tell you.
She was being stubborn, wasn't she?
She was being awful. She was being awful. And in fact, she did the whole, ooh, I'm going to fake you out. Let me squat here, and then I'm not actually going to do anything.
The sunset
and then,
move. Yeah.
Yeah. Then can we go in? I was like, oh, no. See, something actually has to come out of you in order to actually go back inside. Hour and a half we walked around. Dexter even came and checked on us a couple times. He's like, are you guys okay? Did you get eaten by a bear somewhere along the way? I'm like, no, we're just down here. It's fine. Hour and a half. Yeah, I got a lot of steps in last night just trying to get her to potty.
At least it wasn't 10 billion degrees out.
This is true. It was actually very lovely last night. And there weren't really any bugs last night. And I have a really great friend who knows how much I hate mosquitoes. And she was at her state fair in her respective state, and she came across the booth in, you know, like an expo type building, and they were selling homemade bug spray. And she knows that I am like a mosquito magnet. This is a woman who has known me for at least 15 years, and she has seen me in the great outdoors more than once to know how much I dislike a mosquito and how much they love me. It's not a good copacetic relationship, by the way. And so she picked up these bottles. They were selling them two for 20 $20, and they were normally $18 a piece. So she's like, okay, that's a heck of a deal. So she got one, and it's like this huge 20-ounce bottle, and she sent it to me. And it's all organic. It's all essential oils and all of that kind of stuff. And let me tell you, it's actually working better than the DEET. Now, that's not to say they don't land on me and they don't try to bite, but the amount that come at me at one time is a lot less.
You've scattered the herd a little bit.
I feel like it. I feel like at least I'm not like trying to shoo away multiple mosquitoes at one time and just looking like a crazy woman out there. So at least like I can have one arm stable on a rope without having to have it in the air and the other one in the air and like shaking a leg at the same time, because this is what was happening for a long time. I was the crazy lady on Goose Poop Pond just trying to get rid of the mosquitoes. So,
well, maybe this will help you out a little bit. For me, the gnats have been
they're terrible too.
Horrible.
The stuff she sent actually has essential oils for gnats. It has essential oils for mosquitoes, for flies, because we know those are going to start biting pretty soon as well. And then for like no-see-ums and things like that. So all those little pesky things that love to get in your nose and in your eyes and then buzz around your ears and drive you absolutely insane. That's what this does. So we'll see how it works. And I had some stuff very similar to it a long time ago. The person I ordered it from closed up shop and isn't doing it anymore, which is why for the last maybe like 4 years, I've just been trying to find something that was relatively the same and decent that worked kind of like the stuff I loved before. And it was a futile experiment. Yeah. It was. Yeah. But I have high hopes for this, because it even smells the same when you open the bottle. So I have high hopes for it anyway. An hour and a half later, people, be jealous of my life.
The joys of dog ownership. Yes.
But we did it. We did it. And on the way home, she was so proud of herself. And I just looked at her. And I praised her, of course, because she was a good girl. And we'd been out there a long time. And finally, I looked at her and I was like, really, though? I said, nobody praises me when I go potty. I said, is this really what we need to do?
Careful what you wish for.
Oh, my gosh. I was pretty over walking around, let's be honest. Yeah. I just wanted to go to bed at that point. Hey, we do have some big news in the entertainment world that I want to talk about this morning. And this is one of those stories that I think kind of threw people, because there's been a lot of fans out there who have had a hard time coming to terms with the fact that Matthew Perry passed away late last year at such a young age. And so when officials first announced that they were investigating his death, It took a lot of people, I think, by surprise. We all knew that he had issues with drugs and alcohol over the years, but to have a full-fledged investigation was something completely different. And it turns out that ketamine actually killed him, and it was unclear if anything is... When they first opened this investigation, it was really unclear if that ketamine basically fact-finding mission that the police were on was going to lead to anything. Well, yesterday it was announced that five people have actually been charged, including his live-in personal assistant, and we're talking in his death. All of them played roles in his addiction to ketamine, which he was apparently using both as a therapy and at extreme anesthesia-level amounts. Now, his 59-year-old assistant, his name is Kenneth, has pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine causing a death. Two doctors were also charged yesterday in Matthew Perry's death. One is from Santa Monica, the other is from San Diego. And these two doctors actually discussed Matthew Perry's desire for ketamine in some sort of text exchange together last September, 1 month before he died. Now, the one doctor says, quote, "I wonder how much this moron will pay. Let's find out." That was an actual text message from one doctor to another for Matthew Perry's ketamine addiction.
For those people that aren't in the know, this is the drug that they use to put you to sleep for surgery.
Yes. Now, one of the doctors also taught the assistant, Kenneth, how to inject the ketamine into Matthew Perry, and told the other doctor that the process was, quote, like a bad movie. Now, those two doctors, we'll put that in air quote, provided Matthew issue with about 20 vials of ketamine in the month leading up to his death for $55,000 in cash. But it might not have been the actual ketamine that killed him. The fourth person charged was an acquaintance of Matthews named Eric, who reached out to a major underground seller known as the Ketamine Queen to get even more ketamine. That person, whose name is Josveen, was the fifth person charged. She knew that ketamine could be fatal, and in fact, in 2019, a man overdosed on ketamine that she provided. Afterward, a family member sent a text to her saying, quote, "The ketamine you sold my brother killed him. It's listed as the cause of death." This is a really long story, so I'm trying to go as quick as I can to make it as easy as possible, because this is like something that a movie is made out of, right? Now, after all of that, prosecutors say that the Ketamine Queen Googled, "Can ketamine be listed as a cause of death?" And yes, in fact, it can. Over 2 weeks, she sold approximately 50 vials of ketamine to Matthew Perry for around $11,000 in cash. She provided them through the acquaintance who coordinated the sales with the assistant, and then on October 28th of last year, the assistant injected Matthew with at least three shots of ketamine using syringes provided by the moron doctors, the ones who, you know, taught the assistant how to actually inject all of this. Matthew was found unresponsive in his pool later that day. Now, despite all of these charges and all of these people involved, his death was ruled an accidental overdose from the acute effects of ketamine. That's what it actually says on his death report. A rep for the DEA says that his journey began with unscrupulous doctors who abused their position of trust because they saw him as a payday. It ended with street dealers who sold him ketamine in unmarked vials. Holy buckets. I mean, that's incredible when you parse through each and every piece of it. They essentially saw a money grab and they went for it, and the world lost a really gifted actor who had already been really troubled with a lot of issues in life. So
too familiar is my dear son with such sour company. I mean, obviously these were vampires that were just, you know, leeching off of a celebrity. And like you mentioned, I mean, over the years, Matthew had dealt with several demons and was, you know, so he was vulnerable. And the vultures circled around and took advantage of him. And I'm sure we'll be finding out more information as the weeks go on.
But, yeah, I'm sure once they're in custody and they start being questioned, and you know somebody's not going to want to go to jail as long as somebody else, so there's going to be some that are going to talk more and all of that kind of stuff. You know there's going to be a lot more details. But that's just what we found out yesterday in a very short time. I mean, first the story broke that somebody was arrested. I mean, literally the headline was "Arrest Made in Matthew Perry Death." And people were like, oh, okay, interesting. Within a couple of hours, we had found out that, in fact, it was five people, including two doctors that had been arrested in Matthew Perry's death, which is even crazier. And, you know, the live-in assistant, that's a guy that I'm sure Matthew Perry trusted so much. I mean, this person lived in his home. When you have assistants to these celebrities, they are basically like their lifeline to the world and organize their entire life. And so this is somebody that I'm sure he trusted. And so, I mean, the doctors are unscrupulous. And then you've got a guy that Matthew Perry obviously entrusted his home and his life to. Yeah. And so that's even equally bad. And then, you know, you've got these street people involved as well, which is kind of crazy, too. But there's a lot going on with this one. So there's a lot of stories out there right now. You know, there's a lot of great sources that have parsed all of this out. So if you do really want to read more, those are kind of the highlights. And we went through it really quickly. But it is very intriguing. And again, it feels like something that a movie has been, like a script for a movie, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it literally feels like a script from a movie when you get down into it. So you can definitely do some Googling and some reading. I mean, it's Friday after all. Keeping up with this kind of stuff is far more exciting than anything you're going to be doing at your desk
so
today.
True.
Let's be honest. Yeah, right? Taking a look at the forecast right now, partly to mostly cloudy today with some scattered showers and thunderstorms, possibly this afternoon into this evening. 80 for a high today. Yesterday, it just sucked, Finn, because it was like being in a car wash mist all day long. That's essentially what it was. Like, it didn't rain hard enough to actually get you soaked, except when you went outside, it was just like being in the spot-free mist of the car wash all day without it ever turning on.
Rainforest, tropical forest.
It was just disgusting. Like, you could see it falling, but you'd get outside outside and you were like, it's not really doing enough to make me wet. It's just like my glasses were covered in raindrops all day, but not like big raindrops, just that misty kind of annoying. It was annoying yesterday. It wasn't even like a nice rain. It was just annoying and damp. Uh-huh. 63 tonight for our low, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy. We could see some isolated thunderstorms once again, a high near 78, then lots of sun and 81 on Sunday. Right now, it's 69.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
7:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Friday. I mean, it's Friday. What more do we need other than quitting time to roll around a whole lot faster, right? Here's Kenny Loggins. It's Danger Zone now on 99.7 Max FM.
Twilight, spreading out.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:37 right now. And remember, if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you want to shop local, then you need to hit up MaxFMBigDeals.com and take advantage of today's big deal of the day. This is a good one when the weather is this damp and a little muggy outside and the kids are getting a little restless and need to get a little creative. Baraboo Children's Museum. It's a four-pack for admission to the museum for just a really super fun day for the kiddos. A $24 value. 50% off. I'll do the math for you this morning. Makes it just $12 today when you're shopping our big deal of the day at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, no promo code is needed. All you have to do is a little shopping. Put that into your cart and we'll take care of the math for you at checkout, okay? There's an instant download available with that as well, which means you don't have to wait for us to send you anything. If the kids are getting a little antsy today, then put that in your cart. The certificates are right there on your phone, and later this afternoon, you're enjoying a day at Baraboo Children's Museum. Definitely go check out our big deal of the day. And while you're over there, see all the other really amazing things that we have to offer. There's things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, adult beverages, some entertainment as well. Lots of new inventory being added all the time. And remember, the only place you're going to save money like this, MaxFMBigDeals.com. A nice way to go into the weekend, isn't it? Now, coming up yet this hour, birthdays and anniversaries. Remember, if you're celebrating today or over the weekend or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. A look at weather is coming up with Sean Cable. Maybe some isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and then again tomorrow. He's going to tell you more about that. We'll also have a look at sports next here on 99.7 MaxFM.
Morning, welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a drop-off day for our August Farm Consignment Auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs and trailers, vehicles, lawn and garden items, and much more. Again, that's a drop-off day for our August Farm Consignment Auction at our auction yard in Reedsburg. Several auctions next week, including a firearms auction on Tuesday from two estates, features over 160 firearms, as well as ammunition and other related items. That auction is ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview on Monday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. at a Reedsburg auction facility. That catalog is open and posted for bid. Then on Thursday, we have the Ron Thomas auction, featuring over 20 sleighs or carriages and wagons. That's auction is also open and posted for bidding at GavinBros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be sure to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to GavinBros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Brewers scored three times in the bottom of the eighth inning to come from behind and beat the Dodgers 6-4. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The result giving the Brewers a split in the four-game series. William Contreras and Jackson Chourio both homered for the crew. Dodgers lead in the National League West down to 2 games over Arizona and San Diego. The Brewers are up 9 on the Reds and Cardinals. Brewers MVP outfielder Christian Yelich will undergo season-ending back surgery today. Yelich was leading the National League with a .315 batting average when he was placed on the injured list in late July. The Packers are in Denver. They'll hold a joint practice with the Broncos today. That comes before the two teams.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, that's what happens when you hit the wrong button and it's early in the morning. All right, so we've got to take a look at your weather here in just a moment. Oh, my goodness. This is what happens, Finn. This is what happens when you're hitting the wrong buttons. Are you there?
I'm here.
We might as well just jump into birthdays at this point. Pat Benatar is hanging out. I was trying to, like, type something else, and then I had my cursor on the wrong screen because I've got so many screens. Anyway, happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. This is what happens when you're not paying attention to what you're actually supposed to be doing. So before we jump into birthdays, let me just say, first of all, we'll continue with sports. The Packers, I think that's where they were going to leave off in sports. They're having a joint practice with the Broncos today in Denver before that preseason game tomorrow night. So there you go. Doesn't sound like Jordan Love's going to be starting in that game, according to head coach Matt LaFleur. Sounds like it's going to be Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt as your starting QBs there. So there, I caught you up on sports and weather today. Hot, humid, chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. There you go.
All caught up.
All right, nicely there we done. Go. I don't feel like we missed out on too much other than maybe some Pat Benatar. Holy buckets. All right, so it turns out that if you are a fan of the game Scrabble, I thought of you right away when I read this morning, because I know how much your wife is a fan of the game, and I know that she gets a little competitive.
Yeah,
the official Scrabble dictionary is adding a bunch of new words, or one of the official dictionaries is. I don't know if you knew this, but there is more than one official Scrabble dictionary.
Really?
So, okay. Yeah, so maybe pull that one out the next time you're playing with Chris and see how she likes that. So most Americans use the Merriam-Webster version, but Collins Dictionary has one that's used by most other English-speaking countries. Some international competitions actually combine them. Collins just announced that they're adding 2,000 new words, including a bunch of Gen Z slang. They're also going to be playable words starting January 1st of 2025. Now, it's not clear how many are being added to the Merriam-Webster version, so you play your words accordingly, okay? But here are some of the new words that Collins is adding. Yeet is one of them, meaning to throw, but also to express excitement. Bougie is also going to be added to the Scrabble board. That means fancy or luxurious. They also added multiple spellings because it can be spelled a plethora of different ways, right? As if it's not hard enough to already play Scrabble with Chris. Floof is another one, which is slang for any furry animal. Corgis are floofy. They have little floofy butts is exactly what they have. Theo would be considered floofy well. Yes. Stan to obsess over someone who's famous. This one is also being allowed by Merriam-Webster, by the way. Am I right? Which is a one-word slang version of am I right? That one's actually in Merriam-Webster's version already, just in case you're wondering. Coulda, which is short for could have, you know, C-O-U-L-D-A. I can't believe this is what we're doing to Scrabble.
This is not your grandmother's Scrabble game.
Grammy would have a hard time playing Scrabble with these words. Anywho is another one, which is slang for anyhow or anyway. And then grammable, which is something worthy of being posted on Instagram, because we need to bring that into our Scrabble vernacular. Oh, yeah. We used to count on Scrabble to be the game that made us smart, and now it's just making us sound like Gen Zers. Yeah, there you go. So use those the next time you're playing with Chris.
I'll try, but you know, there's no point, really. I mean, the woman could have all Q's and Z's and X's and Y's, and that's why she wins, because she knows her vocabulary is ridiculous.
Well, you married a smart one, Finn, then that's a good thing.
Unless you're playing Scrabble.
This is true. And then she's not going to let you get by with anything.
No.
So yes, I understand. But just something to keep in mind, if you are a Scrabble fan, you can bring in the Gen Z vernacular and maybe win yourself a game or two. We do have to run down our birthday list this morning. If you're celebrating today or over the weekend or know somebody who is, whether it's a birthday or anniversary, I should say, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Now, we just got to jump right into the celebrity stuff because I parsed this way down again, but there's still a lot of big names on here. So Ivana Lynch, who played Luna Lovegood in the Harry Potter films, is celebrating her 33rd birthday this weekend. Rumor Willis is also celebrating a birthday. Now, not that Rumor Willis is that big of a star, but her parents are. So I felt like, you know, nepotism at its best this morning between Demi Moore and Bruce Willis. And of course, that family's been in the news so much with his struggle with that specialized form of dementia that they've been, you know, trying to basically get through with him at the same time and have created an even stronger family bond than they already have. Anyway, she is celebrating her 36th birthday this weekend. Brighton McClure is also celebrating. You knew him best as Richie on Family Matters. He used to look exactly like a little mini Rick James. These days, he's Devin on The Young and the Restless, if you can catch that anywhere yet. He is celebrating his 38th birthday. We also have Cam Gigandet on the list. He was James, the vampire leader who wanted to kill Bella in Twilight until Edward kicked his behind and set off the chaos that led to Eclipse. He actually won the MTV Movie Award for Best Fight with Robert Pattinson. He's celebrating his 42nd birthday. That was a lot of words there. I'm hoping Twilight fans you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, because I have no idea. Andy Samberg, I should say, who played Jake Peralta on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, also a former cast member of SNL, is celebrating his 46th birthday. Malcolm Jamal Warner is celebrating a birthday as well. He played Theo Huxtable, of course, on The Cosby Show. More recently, he was OJ's Bronco driver, AC Cowlings, on American Crime Story. 54 years old this weekend for Malcolm Jamal Warner. Jace Robertson from Duck Dynasty is celebrating his 55th birthday. Donnie Wahlberg, former New Kid on the Block, or I guess current New Kid on the Block, since they're actually touring. Yeah. He now plays Detective Danny Reagan on Blue Bloods, or did. That show actually just came to an end this past season. He also played Detective Eric Matthews in the second, third, and fourth Saw movies. 55 for Danny Wahlberg as well. Now, Corey asked me the other day, because they're going to be in, New Kids that is, are going to be in Milwaukee next Saturday. And he was willing to take one for the team after a long week at the DNC and go with me, but I told him it was fine. It was fine, and that I completely understood if he just wanted to stay home and relax, because it's going to be a really long week for him. So I'm not going to try to make
him. Well, that's a sacrifice for you.
I know, right? I sacrificed the first go-around to go to the Chaser convention with him, which was going to get me tickets to New Kids on the Block, and then I sacrificed again by saying that, no, I don't need to go because you've had a long, hard week.
I mean, you did get a dehumidifier out of the whole
did.
Thing.
I did. It's working lovely, by the way. It's working very, very well. No puddles on the floor anymore. And the laundry room is completely dehumidified, however you want to say it this morning. Obviously, things are not going well on my front, so I should probably give up before I get too far into this. Edward Norton, who is the star of The Incredible Hulk, unfortunately, he wasn't asked to return for Avengers because he's difficult to work with. People just don't like him when he's angry, I guess. He's celebrating his 55th birthday as well. Christian Slater, love him. He's also 55 years old this weekend. Most recently, he played Edward Alderson on Mr. Robot. Steve Carell is celebrating a birthday. Of course, we all know him best as the lovable Michael Scott on The Office. He was also the voice of Gru in all of those Despicable Me movies. Despicable Me 4 just hit streaming this week, by the way, if you need something to do with the kids this weekend. And he's also the star of Welcome to Marwen. He is, I think I just said it, he's 62. Bob Woodruff, who is an ABC journalist, he was the one that was nearly killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq. He is celebrating his 63rd birthday. Sean Penn is on the list. He is 64 years old. Now, I'm going to jump ahead just a little bit, and we'll come back. We're going to go like back in time in a second. But I bring up Sean Penn being 64 this weekend, but Madonna, who was formerly with Sean Penn, I mean, like 100 lifetimes ago, she's also celebrating a birthday this weekend. Madonna is 66 years old this weekend. So she was the cougar in that particular relationship with Sean Penn.
And remember that horrible movie that came out of it too? Shanghai Surprise or something that
they
did?
This is why couples in Hollywood should probably avoid making movies. Shanghai Surprise and Geely. All you need to know about couples making movies together in Hollywood. Timothy Hutton, this is where we go back in time. He was Nathan on Leverage. He was also had a recurring role as CIA deputy director on the first season of Amazon's Jack Ryan. He is celebrating his 64th birthday. Now we'll jump ahead in age. age a little bit. Belinda Carlisle, she is, of course, the beautiful lead singer of the Go-Go's. She hit number one solo with Heaven is a Place on Earth, while the best the Go-Go's ever attained was actually number two on the charts with We Got the Beat. Belinda Carlisle, also 66 years old this weekend. Angela Bassett is celebrating her 66th birthday. She played Queen Mother Ramonda in Black Panther. She's also a Sergeant Athena Grant on 9-1-1 and CIA Director Erica Sloan in Mission Impossible Fallout. Dennis Leary is celebrating a birthday this weekend. He is 67 years old. Of course, he's the bitter comic who played a washed-up rock star Johnny Rock on the FX series Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. He's also the creator and star of Rescue Me, and a lot of kids may know him as Gwen Stacy's dad in The Amazing Spider-Man and as Diego, the saber-toothed tiger in all of the Ice Age movies. Laura Innes, who played Dr. Carrie Weaver on ER, is also 67 years old. Tim Ferriss from INXS is celebrating a birthday this weekend. I love INXS. 67 for him this weekend. Of course, some of their big hits, New Sensation, What You Need, Devil Inside, Disappear, Mystify, Suicide Blonde, Never Tear Us Apart, and then they lost their lead singer. They tried to replace him in a bad reality show, and we haven't heard much of INXS ever since. But I'm okay. Okay with the original stuff, because I was a big INXS fan. And we'll definitely play some INXS. I've got some in the library. James Cameron, writer, director of Avatar, Titanic, Terminator, and The Abyss. Like the guy could be in some sort of, like, he could break some sort of world record for longest movies ever, or how many butts he can keep in the theater seats consecutively for how many minutes. I mean, it's ridiculous. He also created Dark Angel. He is celebrating his 70th birthday. Now, I will argue that he is very, very gifted as far as what he does until you get to Avatar. And then I'm kind of like, are you really gifted? I know there's a lot of people who love it, though, and there's a lot of people who don't. That one, you're really either or, aren't you, with Avatar? Like, I don't
know. That is a polarizing movie.
It really is.
Yeah,
you're really
all on board. I remember going to see the first one in theaters, and I think it was a 3D experience.
Oh boy, yay.
Have you ever walked out of a movie? Because I wanted to in that one.
No, I haven't. I've always been the person who sits through them, mostly because going to the theater is really expensive. So I feel like I have to get my money's worth. And I always think maybe there'll be one moment that redeems it. It will redeem itself with one moment here very, very soon. I'm usually wrong, but yeah, I will. It's a lot of work to get to the movies.
Yeah.
And then once I'm there, I don't want to leave.
Captured audience. Yeah.
Exactly. Kathy Lee Gifford is also celebrating a birthday this weekend. She is 71 years old. James JT Taylor from Kool and the Gang is celebrating. Of course, Celebration, Ladies Night, Fresh, Get Down on It. He is, I think I said it, he's 71. So we'll maybe pull out some Kool and the Gang next hour as well. Kevin Rowland, who is the lead singer of Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen played earlier this morning. Now, if you don't remember the 80s, hopefully you do. Maybe some of you are too young. But Kevin Rowland certainly does. You may also remember the song from the remake Save Ferris that was done in the 1990s. It should not have been remade. I'm just saying.
Not like, so much.
No. There are certain songs that should never be remade. And when they're a one-hit wonder like that, yeah, you should probably leave them alone. Just saying.
Uh-huh. Did you say how old Kevin is?
He is 71 years old this weekend. Okay. Yeah. The last remake that I can honestly say I ever really liked was Last Kiss. That was done by Pearl Jam off the 1960s hit. That was one of the last remakes that I really can say, it wasn't horrible. The song wasn't great anyway, so I really feel like anything anybody was ever going to do with it really wasn't going to hurt the song or its integrity too much. Reginald Vell Johnson, Sergeant Al Powell in Die Hard and Die Hard 2. He was also Detective David Sutton in Turner and Hooch, and he played Carl Winslow in Family Matters. He's 72 this weekend. Ooh, here's a big name on the list. Robert De Niro is 81 years old this weekend, and the dad of a toddler.
Yes.
Interesting.
I bet he's having fun with that.
from
the help the
or the The nanny is having fun.
Yeah, the nanny is having, yeah.
The nanny is having fun with the toddler. From The Godfather Part 2, of course, Raging Bull, Taxi Driver, The Deer Hunter, The Untouchables, Goodfellas, Awakenings, Casinos, Analyze This, Meet the Parents. And that really just scratches the surface of Robert De Niro's career, to be quite honest. And then finally, we end the birthday list with Julie Newmar, the original Catwoman. She is celebrating her 91st birthday and still just as fabulous as she was way back in the day as being Catwoman, let's be honest. But Julie Newmar, 91. I love her. She's awesome. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary this weekend, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, we always make it easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. I promise I'm not going to hit any buttons wrongly. We're going to let everything play this time as normal, as it should. But we are talking about maybe a potential for some showers and some thunderstorms this afternoon, this evening. Pretty isolated chance, and then a pretty isolated chance again tomorrow. Temperature is going to stay right around 80 for much of the weekend. Sean Cable's actually going to fill you in with all those details for real this time. We'll also have a look at ABC and local news right here on Max FM.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Stanley Day is back at Tin Roof Dairy in downtown Baraboo.
Yeehaw!
It was a huge hit in May, so they are bringing it back prior to school starting. Bring any Stanley-style cup and get it filled with 20 or 24 ounces of ice cream. Get 20 ounces for $10 or 24 ounces for just $12. Don't miss out. Be on the lookout for more events coming down the pike at Tin Roof Dairy in Baraboo.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Baraboo Children's Museum. Encourage your children to learn through play every day at this interactive museum designed for kids, infant to 10 years old. Watch their imagination soar as they explore every corner of the museum, including the Creation Station for Arts and Crafts. Go to max.fm, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $24 family 4-pack for just $12. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives.